From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. NATO meeting expresses concerns about Russia. NATO Secretary General says the alliance's increased forward presence in Eastern Europe sends a clear signal to any would-be aggressor. In Brussels, before a two-day NATO defense ministers meeting, this is Jan Stoltenberg referring to Russia.
I expect the defense ministers to agree to enhance our forward presence in the eastern part of our alliance. This will send a clear signal. NATO will respond as one to any aggression against any ally. We have already significantly enhanced our presence and readiness of our forces.
Since Russia's seizure of Crimea almost 2 years ago, the Western Military Alliance has been increasingly concerned that Moscow would rapidly invade Poland or the Baltic states. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon repeated that concern on arrival Wednesday in Brussels.
NATO faces pressures now on its eastern border and in the Mediterranean. And today we need to unite around a clear plan to deploy troops and ships to deter any aggression and the threats that we've seen. And we want to see faster deployment of those troops.
NATO defense ministers are also expected to discuss Turkey's request for NATO help to slow the influx of migrants into Europe. The director of U.S. National Intelligence, James Clapper, told U.S. lawmakers yesterday the United States faces an array of security threats this year.
ISIL has demonstrated sophisticated attack tactics and tradecraft. ISIL, including its 8 established and several more emerging branches, has become the preeminent global terrorist threat.
This is VOA News. Human rights group Amnesty International says more needs to be done to strengthen the UN mission in the Central African Republic. It's called MINUSCA. In a new report, Amnesty argues weaknesses within the mission were exposed during violence last September. Nick Long reports from Ban Ki that MINUSCA says it has learned from that experience.
Somebody has to stop.
Amnesty's report pays tribute to MINUSCA forces who it says have saved many lives, helped prevent the Central African Republic from escalating further, and often displayed bravery at significant cost. But it says gaps in their capacity were cruelly exposed during 3 days of armed group violence in September when 75 civilians were killed in the capital, Bangui. Commenting on the report Wednesday, MINUSCA spokesman Vladimir Montero said the UN High Commission for Human Rights also raised concerns about MINUSCA's late reaction to the events in September. We welcome this report, says Montero, because it helps us see things more clearly. At the same time, it confirms that MINUSCA's intervention has saved lives. Nick Long for VOA News, Bangui.
MINUSCA will be on guard for any unrest as the CAR holds a presidential runoff vote this Sunday. Iraq says its forces have completely recaptured the city of Ramadi and surrounding areas from Islamic State. The IS group seized the provincial capital last May. Iraq's ambassador to the United States tells VOA that Iraqi forces will now focus on retaking Mosul, which lost to the Islamic State in 2014. The South African opposition Tuesday asked the Constitutional Court to rule on whether President Jacob Zuma broke the law by spending over $20 million on a state-funded security upgrade of his private home. Now, those upgrades, according to a 2014 government report, they included a swimming pool and an amphitheater. Last week, the president said he was prepared to repay some of the expenses on the upgrades. The African Union force in Somalia warns Al-Shabaab militants are planning to disguise themselves as AU soldiers to carry out attacks, including atrocities in parts of Somalia, controlled by the AU force in Somalia's federal government. The goal, it says, is to turn Somalis against Amisom, which has protected the government for the past 9 years. And Human Rights Watch is calling on Uganda to publicly state that security forces are legally bound to protect freedom of assembly and the right to peaceful protest in the days leading up to the nation's February 18th election. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.